My full name is Sharon Wallace. Okay, so, and thank you for calling. I was born in Severn, Maryland, on a small farmette. I am the youngest of seven siblings, five brothers and one sister. My father was a Mason and mom was in the Eastern Stars. She was the one who introduced us to Edgar Cayce and other books on karma and reincarnation and alternative subjects. We attended a Baptist church until I was 12 years old, and pretty much I just stopped going. I had a lot of questions about God and heaven and Jesus and reality, and no one could answer my questions. My mother said I was an old soul. When I was four, the house across the road was struck by lightning, and everyone died who lived there. This was, of course, very distressing to me because I could not comprehend why are we born if we just die? No one answered my question. So my basic question was, who was God? And because I never accepted Jesus as God or Jesus as the only son, they couldn't answer my question, and they just told me to have faith. I wasn't quite sure what that meant, except I knew that they had no answers. So a few years later, my sister and I were in the yard looking at some flowers we had planted. She said, they will die soon, but they will come back again next summer. I said, so nothing really dies if it comes back again. And I wondered if those people across the road would come back again. Around the age of 18, I discovered transcendental meditation. I joined the Rosicrucians at the age of 21, and after work, I practiced yoga and Sufi dancing at the Unitarian Church. We also meditated there three times a week. I became involved in the Theosophical Society and read the books by Helena Blavatsky. During this time, I never met people with whom I could bond. All these things were interesting, but something was missing. I decided to turn my interest elsewhere. So I owned and managed an assisted living house for veterans, and after leaving corporate America, I used to work at Social Security for years in Crown Petroleum. I left corporate America and became a big sister to several young girls. One of them still stays in touch with me, and she's doing very well. She has her own family and children. I mentored one at-risk girl through another mentoring program. During the 80s and 90s, I became a hero volunteer, the Health Educational Resource Organization, working with HIV clients. I took a paid position as a cook slash GNA at a convent for a few years. I was not raised Catholic, so I actually thought the nuns just sang all day. I was part-time self-employed working with a holistic clinic, and I started a macrobiotic food delivery service to busy single adults. Then I discovered AmeriCorps, and I worked in the community forestry program, planting urban gardens and trees around the city. After that, I became interested in sleep medicine, and I was accepted into a training program at Johns Hopkins Hospital by the pulmonary doctors. I ran sleep studies for about 15 years, maybe 15 to 20 years. I moved from Maryland to Michigan to Alabama and back to Maryland. All this time, I still could not find a spiritual group that could hold my interests. I took workshops and seminars on all kinds of New Age teachings. I became a massage therapist, herbalist, colon hydrotherapist. I studied Chinese medicine. I still never felt that I fit in my mind, anywhere. It was at a crystal healing workshop that people were talking about the spiritual guides and masters, and I thought, finally, something interesting again. The next day, I saw an ad in the city paper. It's a local paper they have here in Baltimore City. And the ad said, the masters are here, seven rays, seven chakras, and seven masters. I called the number in the ad, and the woman was so disinterested in speaking with me, she really turned me off. A few years later, I went to another New Age workshop to contact the masters. They said Saint Germain, Mother Mary, Jesus, and Kapumi would be there. I was interested in healing my mother of high blood pressure, so I went. The facilitator led us through a crystal healing workshop where we would be contacted by one of these masters. I received a blast of color and the initials KH. That was it. Well, by that time, I had actually forgotten what KH stood for. I spoke to another participant about who these masters were. Her name was Ruth. She told me to go to the Theosophical Society. Do not join them. Just go, and you will find what you're looking for. So, of course, I went. There was that same fire there again. The masters are here. Seven rays, seven chakras, seven masters. I took the flyer and called again. Well, the same lady answered. I thought, you have got to be kidding. She still sounded the same, but this time I just said, is this only for certain people or can anyone come? And she said, well, it may be a long distance from you, blah, blah. I said, I'll drive anywhere. Can I come? She finally gave me the address. I went the next evening. The sanctuary was beautiful, lots of books and an altar like a church, but just a little different. Pretty pictures. I didn't know what these pictures were, but I was looking at the picture of Sana Kumara and Lady Master Venus. Jesus and Kabumi, El Moya had pictures there, and they had pictures of the Blessed Mother. I saw the chart of the presence for the first time, and I remember experiencing to this day a feeling of extreme comfort and peace. This was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen, and I thought, I am home. As I stood there, I realized someone was in the room and staring at me. It was the lady's husband. I shared my experience about the crystal meditation and the letters KH, and I was told that was Kabumi. I was still interested in healing, but the man said, oh, Kabumi does not heal. He went and picked up the book, Corona Class Lessons, and the pages flipped to Kabumi on healing. He said, well, I guess this book is yours, so he gave me that gift. That was in May 1988 when I finally found my spiritual family. And here I am.
Well, thank you, Sharon. We are so glad you are here. And thank you for sharing your wonderful story. I think many of us can relate to what you said when you said there was a point when you saw the chart and you said, I am home. That is so wonderful. And could you tell us a little bit more about this? Oh, and the other thing you told me when we were talking last night is you said that the disinterested woman you first spoke to, later you became friends.
We became very good friends, she and her husband and I. And they were the study group leaders there for a number of years. Unfortunately, they have left the teachings. We still have some contact, but not much because they really don't want to talk to me too much.
Okay. And since you have found the teachings, I was interested when you spoke about how seeing the picture of the Blessed Mother was important to you, even though you had not been raised Catholic. And since I was raised Catholic, I think it's interesting if you could tell me from your point of view what Mother Mary means to you.
Well, I was raised with a picture that I later found out through you, thank you, was St. Therese of Lisieux. And my parents actually had a picture of her over their bed all my life, and I inherited that picture. And I never knew who it was. I was told by, I think, Donnie Dricken came in my house, and she said, that's not Mother Mary. I don't know who it is. But, you know, I still kind of related to her as being the mother. And I used to have dreams of being a nun, so nuns were very comforting to me, although I was not Catholic. So that picture, I still have it. I'm just, you know, very comforted by it. And I actually had an experience at one point after I came into the teachings. I had done my decrees for the night, and I was settling down, going to bed, and at the foot of my bed, I saw, like, this green swirl, and I knew it was Mother Mary there, just, like, saying goodnight or watching over me. I felt her presence. She didn't look like the pictures, but I knew it was her, and I felt really wonderful.
How wonderful. Such a blessing we have with the Ascended Masters. And it sounds like you had been looking a long time for the Ascended Masters.
Oh, yes, I have.
And how interesting that even at a young age, your mother had told you that you are an old soul.
Yeah, she was kind of not annoyed, but she was just like, I don't know what to do with you. You're such an old soul. I can't answer your questions. I hope you find someone who will one day.
Well, we're glad that you have found us and we have found you. And I'm now showing a picture here on our screen of you with the Baltimore Heart Center group. And it looks like you have definitely found a wonderful place here.
Yes, I found my family.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Sharon, for sharing. And I look forward to meeting you in person someday.
Thank you. I look forward to meeting all of you. Have a good day.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you again, Sharon.